Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Running like a monkey in my brain. Woo! All night, drives me wild. the place you left for me. I have stepped to with both feet. I will stake my claim. I live and breathe this symphony. You can try your best to see, but your broken heart won't be. Is this joy you see?
Welcome. to Y2K, Sal 2000.
You've got a 10-foot banner, got a shiny new guitar. Your best mate who's your manager insists that you'll go far. But your audience is mostly just your girlfriends and your mums, which doesn't stop you thinking you're too good to share your drums. Share your kit. Famous pop stars, I could almost understand. But you're just five blokes from Moseley in a mediocre band. You've taken all the dressing room with your expensive gear, and you won't let no bugger touch your precious toms and snare. Share your kit. Gonna drink all my Jack Daniels. I'm gonna drink all my White Russian. And I'm not sharing out my absinthe. If you don't share your percussion, you pay much more attention to your sideburns than your songs. I wish you'd stick your jack lead in the place where it belongs. Given perseverance, though your talent might prevail, you're sure to hit the big time now you've played the jug of ale. Share your kit.
Thank you. assured now that nothing around you, oh, nothing around you is yours. He burnt my ear, said you do not belong here. Your mother may love you, your lover may love you, but Stanage doesn't love you. Your mother may love you, your lover may love you, but Stanage doesn't love you.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Now when Barney was at school, they said he'd never make the grade. He was living in a kipper-coloured dream. Barney ought to learn to concentrate, his teachers used to say, as he drifted in the bottom stream. Barney was a waster, got no bits of paper, ended up attending a machine, turning little piggies into plastic packet sausages to sell in the heliport canteen. Barney seemed to lack ambition, didn't hear tomorrow call, didn't want the overtime for extra pay. He just left his limbs to labour when he donned his uniform, while his mind was floating freely far away. It was press, turn, screw, lift, early shift and late shift, every day the same routine. Turning little piggies into plastic packet sausages to sell in the heliport canteen. It was on a summer's evening, Barney crossed from work to home with a twisted tube of metal that he'd found. And he stuck it in the garden like a broken totem pole, and he planted piles of pebbles all around. That boy's no use, must have a screw loose, thinks his bit of metal's gonna grow. Barney felt the silence in his head begin to melt, and in his heart a spark of laughter seemed to glow. Barney's game became a passion, all the free time that he had, he was in the garden marking out a space, piecing broken things together with devotion in his hands, and a sweet seraphic smile on his face. Mother said you can't, no.
Father said the same, no.
Littering a little bit of lawn.
What are we gonna do with him?
Why can't he be normal?
He's been troubled since the day he was born. Every day he brought back something, he was nicking things from work, he was picking up what others threw away. Cans and kettles, boots and bottles, all the refuse of the earth, he assembled in a giant junk display. Copper wire, car tires, plastic pots, broken mops, worn out wheels and one old water tank. What a silly game to play, what a waste of effort, he'd do better if he went and robbed a bank. Look at Barney's weird contraption, high on iron girder legs, reaching steel and tin can feelers to the sky. As it wobbles in the breezes, its Belisha beacon heads seem to nod and wink at all the passers-by. Every day he do a bit, every day it grew a bit, sprouting like a jungle in the rain. The neighbours watched in horror as this multicoloured monster escaped from his loony bin brain.
Right.
Barney's work began to waver. He was failing his machine. The foreman said he wasn't giving of his best. So the job enrichment expert analysed his working speed and devised a scheme to give him added zest. It was Preston Phillip, early shift and late shift, every day the same routine. Turning twice as many piggies into plastic packet sausages to sell in the heliport canteen. Barney's folly neighed the neighbours whilst he's bickering the street. There was baying from the purity crusade. And the careful lads informed him that the bylaws had been breached while the blowflies buzzed round every movie made. Watch out, Barney, special Roger after you. Got you fully photographed and filed. Officialdom is closing in, oblivious of everything. Barney Bill's as happy as a child. It was on a winter's morning, Barney worked the early shift, when inspectors came with agents of the law. They dismantled Barney's monster, dumped it on the council tip, left the garden neat and tidy as before. Home comes Barney, can't believe his eyes to see space where his creation once held sway. Shadow seemed to fall on him, silence seemed to swallow him, frightened Barney turns and runs away. Now they say that Barney scavenges the scrap heaps of the town, never answers to his name and no one knows why he wants to throw his life away, just wandering around, building crazy patterns everywhere he goes. And still it's Preston Screwlip, early shift and late shift, other limbs are minding his machine, turning little piggies into plastic packet sausages to sell in the heliport canteen.
Like looking down the barrel of a gun and it goes off. And how come all these words? Oh, there's a very pleasant side to you, a side I much prefer. It's one verse, laughs and jokes around. Remember cuddles in the kitchen, yeah, to get things up the ground. And it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on. Now that money boom, oh, I'm in trouble again. Disappointment face, the one that I can't bear. Well, can't we just laugh and joke around? Remember cuddles in the kitchen, yeah, to get things off the ground. And it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on. And yeah, I'm sorry I was late, but I missed the train. We'll be right back.
there to get things off the ground, and it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on.
Para salir de esta celda, donde me encuentro amargado, pagando una larga pena, la máxima del juzgado. De rodillas te prometo que al vicio no vuelvo más. Yo seré honrado y honesto, me voy a regenerar. Virgen de las Mercedes, patrona de los reclusos, mi madre está que se muere. Ella por mí sufre mucho, sí. ¿Quién le dará de beber? Oye, ¿quién le dará de comer? Bella Vista. Que llora y no puede dormir, está sola y viejita, rogándole a Dios por mí. Espérame, madre bella, muy pronto estaré a tu lado, con esta virgen tan buena, que de su altar ha bajado, a darme la libertad, que con dolor le pedí, para que no sufras más, y estar siempre junto a ti. Virgen de las Mercedes, patrona de los reclusos, mi madre está que se muere, ella por mí sufre mucho, sí. ¿Quién le dará de comer? Oye, ¿quién le dará de beber? Ah, la, 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 la.
Te puedo jurar. Alfie Bull, and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
I must have walked 1,000 miles. The man at table number 7, he's not where he wanted to be. He's far too tired, or he's just been fired, so he takes it all out on me. Takes it all out on me. The pretty young couple in the corner, too much to say. They don't like a thing that I bring them, and they send it all away. They look in my eyes when I apologize, say they want it all for free. They've got the guilt of easy money, and they take it all out on me. Take it all out on me. crook of the bended knee. And a man wants my telephone number, so drunk he can hardly see. And I know in the haze of rejection that he'll take it all out on me. Take it all out on me. So take advice from a girl who knows the next time you complain, there's a hallway from the kitchen where I know I can't be seen. That's where I flavor the food I bring you, your steaks and your soups and your stew. Compliments of your waitress, I can take it all out on you. Take it all out on.
Thank you. less inclined to hide away than maybe in a while. A barefoot from walking miles, march with the rank and file, still feeling like a child. I don't want to be afraid, feel the sunlight touch my face, illuminating up the shade. Nothing changes, always the same. I want to all this artist call. I'm scratching walls, I'm clinging on. I want to all this artist call. I'm scratching walls, I'm clinging on. Inclined to hide away, then maybe in a while. A barefoot from walking miles, march with the rank and file, still feeling like a child. I don't want to be afraid, feel the sunlight touch my face, illuminating up the shade. Nothing changes, always the same, day by day. Walls and clinging on. I want it all. This art is tall. I'm scratching walls and clinging on.
Stood on the burning deck, but my name is Martin Simpson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and SheffieldLive.org, number one for Sheffield music.
You can say what you want, but